Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship.
It is now time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Ken Davenport, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
A secret that I can share with your audience is that however hard you think it's going to be, it's going to be harder. So giddy up, gear up, don't do it unless you're ready to do it. Because every time I sit down and say, oh, I've been through this before, I got this, it's harder. There's another complication. There's another challenge. You never stop wanting to continue to do bigger things and better things and more unique things. You know, we always say that, when I just do this, then I'm going to retire, play more golf. It's going to be great. I'm going to sell my company. I'm going to have my big hit. And the fact is, entrepreneurs just face it, look in the mirror and say, you're never going to stop. You're never going to catch the horizon. And it's going to continue to be hard. The challenges are going to get different and bigger. But also, that's why we do it, because we actually love that challenge. So just giddy up.
Yep, I agree. So Dominic Forth, what's a secret you can share with our audience?
I'm going to share a lesson that my father taught me many years ago. And we just finished watching the European Cup final, and Greece had just upset Portugal. And it was not expected. And they beat Portugal 1-0. And were Greece the best team? No. In fact, Portugal had all these flair players. And he turned and looked at me with a smile on his face. And he said, Dominic, organization will beat skill every time. And I looked at him and I said, but how is that possible? Like, Portugal have Ronaldo, they have all these players. And he said, yep, skill may win in the short term, but in the long term, organization will always persevere. And I found that lesson to be so true in entrepreneurship, where, and even in sales as well, where you come on the sales call and you try and be all flashy and everything else, but then there's no follow-up, you know. And I'm sure people have been on calls like that where this person promises the moon and there's no follow-up. And so having organized systems and processes, even though it can be quite boring at times, will endure and outperform entrepreneurs who maybe have more flair and skill.
I agree. And mine kind of goes along with yours, but we'll do Stacey's first and Carrie. So Stacey Eltis, what is one secret you can share?
My first one is passion and heart will set you apart all the time. And then my second one is let yourself be new. And that's something that we say to our clients, whether they are brand new or whether they've been with us for 10 years, they're always learning something new. And I think with your audience, let yourself be new at something. It's really hard for us to let ourselves fail and to not know. So I think it's really important to just let yourself be new at something.
Yeah, I love that. And Carrie Schroeder, what's a secret you can share?
I would just say that anything that seems like a big leap, it's not going to feel comfortable and it's going to be scary. And you're going to ask yourself a million times, like, oh my gosh, should we do this? Are we ready? But I will say that you are never ready. You're never going to know everything. So you just need to have faith in yourself and take that leap. Because honestly, if you don't, your calling will keep calling you. But at the same time, you have to just jump and go for it, or you're never going to know.
So true. So true. So Richard Gearhart, what's a secret you can share?
Just suck it up. I mean, sometimes unfair things happen. You're in difficult situations and it doesn't do any good to complain about it. So you just kind of have to suck it up and keep going.
Well, mine is, I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, and mine is, I'm kind of on the same wavelength as Dominic. I was just going to say organize every day. So every day I have this book. It's a handwritten book. And every day I go through it and see what my meetings are for the day and organize everything I have to do that day. And if I have other stuff that can't fit in the day, I put it on the notes side on it. So that helps me stay on track. It's just every single morning getting up and organizing myself.